arms.
Susan, show me your top naked.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And she's got fallopian tubes.
Oh, God. Okay. So, Susan, what's it like to be in human resources? I'm done.
Good night, you Prince of Westchester. You King of the Tri-State area.
Wait, what do we do about the mess?
Sleep in it, pig.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
What?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license.
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. This ain't the butterfly, it's the Tussle Roll.
It sure is. Liquor license army. We're here, camouflaged up.
Oh, we both got on camo hats. Yes, we do. This is kind of cool.
You got to talk to the mic so I can fucking hear.
I wasn't worried about saying that.
Right. I told you, it's pretty good. It's good, too. Here, I made you up a little bag.
Oh, man. See, that's just me and more than all that other bullshit you be talking about.
Come on. We're bros.
Come on. Bros
before hoes.
Oh. Who do you think came up with that one?
When's the first time you remember hearing it?
When I went to school, white people in high school.
Yeah,
I never heard that shit before.
I don't even feel like looking it up, but
no.
Let's just say somebody came up with bros before hoes.
And let's just say it might be from... A tri-state area. And it might be Chevy Chase's son.
I'm trying to think how to structure this, but we never have any fucking structure, so it doesn't really matter.
No. Whoa.
You owe me $5 for that.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a racist white man who gives you bags of beef jerky.
Shout out to Jimmy.
That's his name?
Mm-hmm. I just don't remember his last name. Shout out to Jimmy.
Probably.
Might be Dave.
Johnson. Oh, no. He played for
every
the Spurs.
Every white racist name is Jimmy Johnson.
Or Williams. He played for the Spurs. Jimmy Johnson.
That's true.
Or was that Jimmy Jackson? Who the fuck am I thinking of?
That was Jimmy Jackson. Yeah. Played for the Mavericks, not the Spurs.
Oh, okay. You sure?
Wait, so what you said about the structure? Yeah, remember it was him, Jason Kidd, and Mashburn.
Oh, that's
it was the three. Okay. What they call themselves?
Doesn't he do fucking like commentating now?
Yeah. Okay. Fox. Pretty good.
I mean, well, before I go down a fucking laundry list of bullshit, do you have anything?
No.
It's pressing. I like that shirt. Is that new shirt?
No, hell no. You've seen this shirt about 50 fucking times.
God, I want to talk about so much shit at the new spot, and I just don't want to fuck it up again. Even though I don't care about fucking it up. But I'm saying, all right, I'll let it go. See?
Right,
this,
it go.
If this was me by myself right now, I already would have been fucking it up.
Come on, man. Give me a fastball. Give me something that's on there that's hot that you've been waiting to get off your chest. Let's do it.
I'm totally makes sense now.
You totally makes sense now?
No, hang on. I had to clear my throat.
My bad.
Let me clear my throat.
Okay. No.
I can't do prescription meds.
No.
Every time, think about it. Every time I've told you,
that
I've taken any kind
it's
of shit.
It's been some bad side effect.
It could be Claritin, and my allergies are fucking nuts right now.
I can hear it.
How about yours?
Throat.
Dude.
This weekend mine was shitty. Like, I was blowing and blowing.
It was,
the
pollen is like super high.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some kind of weird sagebrush, willow, ash, and then ash from the fucking fires.
Yeah.
They get in you, and then the winds are going, and it's hotter than a motherfucker again.
And it's hotter than a motherfucker.
Last week, it was like absolutely perfect.
We both got shorts on, if y'all wondering.
75, 77 out, and just nice.
It's hot as fuck outside already.
95. And it's just like, God damn. I mean, like, now when it gets down to 50, we're going to bitch about it.
Yeah,
but
right now we got shorts on. Somebody on the East Coast got on a fucking hoodie, sweats. They're like, shit, man. It's cold like a bitch out here.
Yeah,
cold like a bitch.
Going to their college class. Like, this fucking sucks.
Cold like a bitch.
After they got fucked by some hot dude the day before. You know, it's a guy, too. All right. Sorry. I'm starting off weird already. I apologize. So, with the prescription meds, and when I was, like, anti-anxiety shit, Claritin, all this stuff, like, it just, and it could just be my neuroses.
The shit that you got on your mind,
like, you look at the side effects, and then all of a sudden you get it, you know? So, when I got my stomach pills, I'm like, fuck it, I'm not looking at the side effects. The only thing on the pill bottle is it, like, it might make you drowsy.
Okay.
Hence why the doctor said take it at night.
Right.
So I was taking it regularly, and my guts were fine. I didn't shit my pants.
I remember you said that.
Okay. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. And then, I want to say Wednesday, I just started feeling fucking like, it was a weird feeling.
Yeah, you came out of nowhere. When you told that to me, I was like, I thought you'd be feeling good. It was
feeling great.
But it was out of nowhere. Because like recently you have been,
well, okay.
Your dad had been here. I hadn't heard you say nothing like.
Wednesday, okay, so let's start like this. Tuesday, I didn't take the pill. Wednesday, I went down to her house. So that's 2 days I didn't take the pill.
Right.
No, you know, the birth control pill, so right. I don't have S babies.
Plan B.
Yeah.
Plan B.
And, if I talk about the other... Fuck! All right.
Can't do it.
All right. Shout out to Keith David.
Shout out to the Keith!
Anyways.
Y'all motherfuckers talking about me.
That's not
really that good. That wasn't that good. Yeah. I didn't even feel good when I was doing it.
Your exhibit is way better.
Yeah.
X. That's it.
That's it. That's better than Keith David.
That's a good, you know... That's like my, okay, all right. That's like Luke and mine, Denzel. But that's all. Like, you can't really go from there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Someone does that, like Jay Farrell. We'll get into shows after this. I want to get to the fucking point.
About the pills.
So Thursday, I'm like, two days off. I'm feeling like fucking nuts. Okay? And so now I got to do that inventory in my head.
And you had an off day.
Yeah.
So you sure something didn't come up to trigger this?
I seriously had like a moment of, okay, I'm going to pull inventory of what's been going on the past couple of days. Now, I was working pretty steadily.
Right.
But whatever. I mean, work is work. It's not like I'm doing fucking construction.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the way to put it was, I felt like I was like looking at myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was nuts. You know, it was like a nuts feeling. And,
were you laying down or something?
No, I was just sitting there. And even when I lay down, it was just like the thoughts and shit in my head were like, what the fuck? And so I'm like, oh shit, I haven't taken my stomach pill in like 2 days. And I look it up. Now I'm like, fuck it. I want to see the side effects.
Okay.
Hallucinations. Heart rate faster.
Yeah.
Then I get to a thing. It's dicyclamine, but you know how, like, it's not, the actual name of the drug is Bentyl.
Okay.
But dicyclamine is like the fancy way of saying it. Cool. Bentyl is sold in Southeast Asia as a hallucinogen.
Oh, wow.
So, what was I doing? Going through withdrawals.
From LSD? LSD?
So, angel dust. I'm like, what in the fuck? So, I call Lionel Richie.
Who prescribed this
LSD? No, he did not. Oh, okay. The stomach doctor did.
Oh.
I tried to call Lionel Richie to be like, I got to stop, you know, and he's not in the office. It's not an emergency where I got to call, like, his beeper number.
Can you just roll in, though? Like,
not really. I mean, I probably could, but it wasn't like where I had to go to the ER or some shit, you know?
Right.
And then I tried to call a stomach doctor. Oh, he's on fucking vacation. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I'm like, I'm not taking this shit. Because I just feel like fucking nuts, you know? Then, since not taking it, who has fucking emergency shits again?
Who has the shits?
I'm like, I'm going to stick to the fucking over-the-counter Imodium, you know? So, like I said, I was doing inventory of like, what, did I do like a bunch of shots? Did I drink? And I'm like, no. Tuesday, I had like 2 beers. Then Wednesday, yeah, I was down. I worked at the store. And I'm like, no. And then, so, like, by Thursday, I'm like, fucking 4 or 5 beers in 2 days. Like, that's not...
Right, that's not what it was.
Yeah,
right.
It's not that. There's something else going on.
Right.
And I was eating, like, just... I wasn't eating bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was just eating, like, regularly. You know, like a human being should. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You're human?
So, of course. Oh. Well, the Imodium actually does help. So...
And but you gotta take it beforehand, right? Just, like, preventative?
Yeah, like, you take it almost like, shit you take for like heartburn, you know, so like you take it beforehand, you might have like one nasty shit, then thereafter it's like you can control it. Imodium, I guess, it goes like it slows down your guts, much like the Bentyl.
Yeah, except it's not a hallucinogen.
It's not. I mean, Asian people out there. If you fucking Brandon always has all these fucking. He's a hypochondriac Jew. No, yeah,
you Jewish.
No, oh. But. Jews love medicine.
I'm messing with you.
Okay.
The Polak Jew.
Look it up. BENTYL.
Then after you look it up, go to Travelocity and book your ticket to Southeast Asia.
And I could probably sell it there.
Because you'll be the man.
Because I got like 5 scripts on it. So I don't know if I got to cut in half, but the pill is like fucking...
How many milligrams shit is?
Like 10.
Damn, it's not that strong.
That's what I'm saying. But I just... I'm just not good with prescription meds. Like I said with my...
You got to incorporate the greenery.
I think you're right. With, like you said, how I sound nasally and shit. Mm-hmm. Like Humpty Hump.
Yo, Humpty. All right, stop what you're doing.
Do you remember what the fuck video was that? It was a DVD where he was in it and he described the difference between Tupac and Biggie.
Doug Angel.
Was that it? Mm-hmm. And he's like...
He had the gray, like, shawl thing on.
And he said that, like... He said,
Nas rhymed from the back of his throat.
And he said that he...
Biggie rhymed from the passenger.
And he said Tupac...
From the heart, motherfucker.
Yeah. Watch it if you guys haven't seen it.
Man, that's one of the best Pac DVDs.
Are you sure that's not Biggie versus Tupac?
Oh, goddamn. Goddamn. You can question me on a lot of shit, brother. But goddamn.
All right.
My Tupac facts.
All right. Okay. So I'm down there and I'm like, you know what?
And that's produced by QD3, by the way. Go get it.
Quincy Jones.
Mm, his son, yeah.
Oh, it's his son? It's not him? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. How did his son get money from his fucking dad? Come on, dude.
Ah, come on.
No, but whatever. Shout
come
out to
on.
Him.
Come on.
Is he a good looking kid? How old is he?
Oh, dude. How like close to 50, should be.
All right. I shouldn't have gave that beef jerky to the end.
Oh, no. The talking is rolling. This is the player shit.
So, I'm down there for a couple days, and it feels good, like, just to get away. You know, Pops was here, and, like, we were busy. Work's been busy. So, just to, like, chill out for a little bit is sort of a nice thing. I know it's fucking 11 miles away, but it's not...
People don't understand, boy. Them 11 miles feel like you're in another country some fucking way sometimes.
Yeah, and I like...
You got to go out of state. You got to plan it out and everything. Like, when you're home, you think about, like, the next town over. Shit, out here, you don't go to the next town. It'd be months before you see the next town.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I started, I was able to watch some stuff that I just haven't had a chance to.
Wow. Okay.
And so if you guys heard the intro, it's from the show Big Mouth.
Well, yes. And that's crazy you told me to watch it and I'd already watched it.
Yeah, no, I know, because Scott, I'm like, Scott, did you watch Atypical?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, he was like, I did. He was like, it's still a good show. He's like, there's parts that are unbelievable. Did you watch any of them?
Atypical?
Yeah.
I watched all of it.
Okay, what'd you think?
Oh, good.
I mean.
I think Rappaport was good. I don't think nothing was, to be honest, I don't think nothing was unbelievable from the cheating to the.
No, but he said that the kid and how, like, high functioning he is for an autistic kid is like.
But I know some people's children like that.
Okay.
Like drive and all kind of shit. So I'm like, it was very believable to me. Like okay. Very, very. But it took them years. Like they explained it to me. Like kids is like 23, 24.
I mean, I thought that like everyone's acting in that show was.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of good tie-ins. Like when he drops the chocolate covered strawberry. And
I'm telling you, it was a lot of shit.
Like he said, he goes, it's not a bad show.
Right.
He's like, but maybe you just upped too much. And I was too high on it, maybe.
I definitely give him my cosign.
Yeah, but how good? I mean, Tony Rapport was just—he made me like. There's
him
some
and the wife were both fucking great.
But just some scenes, like with the kid, where he would just say some crazy shit, and he would just be like, oh, "Okay,
okay, yeah." It's time to
it was just—I don't know—it was funny. Mm-hmm. Now he's on a new show, White Famous,
with Jay Farrell, produced by Jamie Foxx.
That's right, and I think Jamie Foxx in the first episode.
And it premiered yesterday, and I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I want to watch. Okay, so homework for both of us is to watch that for next week.
But Big Mouth is good.
So, yeah, Big Mouth, the first episode, they...
Atypical is fucking good, though.
No, I'm... And,
it's not like, you know, and change the game, but it's definitely, like, a different something that you
when
don't
you,
see.
When I first told you about it, you're like, I never even heard of this shit.
Right, never.
But, like, it's a show that you'd probably recommend to somebody who's like, hey, I'm looking for a show.
And I'm actually interested in hoping they make another season, but I don't think that'll happen.
You don't think so?
I don't think.
Because it didn't have, like, a big push or anything?
I was like...
I don't know, I
mean, I literally heard nothing about this show at all. And the Rappaport is on... something every day. Every day I'm on the internet and I will see
anything.
And I will see something about Rapport. I've never seen anything about that show ever.
And he's pumping this White Famous show a lot. And it's like, I don't know why.
What's he on there?
Movie director. Like Harvey Weinstein type. Oh, shit. That's another. Well.
Shout out to Hov.
Shit. Let me just watch you shower. So, anyway. What the fuck? So, if you heard the intro, that was from Big Mouth. When the Hormone Monster comes in, it's an animated show from Nick Kroll, who I usually fucking hate. I thought he was the biggest prick on the league. The Kroll show I thought sucked. Mm. I don't like his comedy. Sorry if you're listening, Nick Kroll. Hook a play up with the job. But this is easily like the best thing he's done.
Big Mouth is very good.
It's fucking, so it's just kids who are like 12 to 13 and they're getting their hormones, they're going through puberty, and they show like the boys and the girls.
It's amazing.
And it's just, the scene, I always say this, but like I really like spit a drink out. I laugh so hard. Is when he's making the kid jerk off at his buddy's house.
Mm-hmm.
The hormone monster.
Sleepover, yeah.
And he's like looking at the clock. And he's like, no, but his grandma gave him that clock. He goes, she knows what she was doing. And then so the kid like comes. He goes, what should I do now? He goes, sleep in it, pig. And he blows him a kiss. Yeah. I laugh so hard. I'm like, rewind it.
Yeah, he likes
rewind it. It was a funny. I don't know why that made me laugh so fucking hard.
I like the one with all of the Whitney Houston ghost prints and all. I mean, when Whitney starts saying, yo, it's little dick. I was just like, this is good. This is really good.
See,
everything about it is good, though. The gay shit, the trying to figure out if they gay, if they whatever. Everything about it is really cool.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah, it's really good.
So again, liquor license recommendation, Big Mouth on Netflix.
And Atypical. If you didn't check it out, check it out.
Yeah, I wish they'd do another season. I thought that, like I said, I thought the daughter was great, right? Like,
right, thought everybody, but when you said that, I was like, man, Rappaport is in the mainstream media, and I haven't heard this dude even now just say, you know, oh, I had this show, go watch this shit. Like, I'm like, and you listen to his podcast all the time, so obviously, either he had said it once.
He did say, if he does some kind of shit he doesn't like, mm-hmm. he never mentions it.
What?
So maybe he just didn't like the show.
I don't know why though. But good.
I don't know. I thought it was good. That Chinese lady who plays the fucking therapist.
Everybody's really good.
But I thought the kid was good. I mean, I don't know. Sure.
But I remember that kid from. Remember I sent you that text. I can't think of the name of it, but it was not Weeds. It was the other one on Showtime or whatever. He was fucking good on that show. He was the kid on there.
You know who might be the best part is like Rapport's buddy.
The black dude who always just got.
And he just looks at me and he's like, she's probably out with a boy.
Yeah.
The best scene is when they catch like the daughter and the boyfriend and the black guy just looks at him like, you're so and so. I don't know. I think it was the
us black dudes. We always got the best unspoken shit.
So do it again. Do another episode. Okay. So like I said, I seriously watched a ton of shit. So I'll roll through them. So she was watching some kind of fucking, I think it's a Netflix movie with Bradley Cooper. He's like a chef.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one.
What the fuck is that?
It was this kind of Michelin 5-star, so I seen that shit.
It was fucking boring.
Yeah, that was a check grab, Bradley.
It wasn't good.
Bradley, that was like buy a bigger house in the Pacific Ocean, Bradley. I know what that was about.
And you know, I'm going to be honest. I don't like Bradley Cooper. I like him in a couple things, like...
Like what? Right, like what?
No, what's the... not American Gangster, what's the...
18?
No, goddammit. The one with fucking Christian Bale and Jennifer Lawrence.
That 18? Are you referring to Mr. T and Bradley Cooper?
Yes. Fucking A-Team. No, right. God damn it. The one that should have won all those awards and didn't with fucking shitbag who directed it.
With the glasses?
Is it American Hustle? No, that's that. Oh, fuck, can't I think of this?
It is American Hustle.
Jesus Christ. Okay, anyways.
When she wanted to leave him, or he had the side.
Bradley Cooper plays like a cop, and he's like real cockstrong and like wants to make a better case. And Christian Bale is married to Jennifer Lawrence, right. And he's got the wig and shit on.
And he's cheating on and it's real thin. That's Hustle. It's something Hustle. American Hustle.
Okay. Yeah. What's Jeremy Renner's in it? He plays like
my boy directed it with the glasses. What's his name?
That's what I'm saying. The dude who did. Damn. The fucking Soldier dude. He had won, Soldier. I want to say, like, the year before for, like, best director.
What's his fucking name, man? It's not Aronofsky, no.
No. He did.
I can see this fucking dude in my fucking head.
David O. Russell.
Yes. Thank you. The Fighter, baby. Jesus. The Fighter, Christ. Baby.
I heard Huckabees.
Yeah.
Three Kings.
Ooh.
I heard he's a real cocksucker, though.
I heard he's very volatile.
Yeah.
That's a word a white person told me about.
And David anyways, Russell. Whatever this volatile. Movie was, it was stupid. Like, it was a complete ripoff of the movie Chef, but like...
It was a money grab. They had to give him like $20 million to make that movie.
Sometimes I do like these movies about cooking and chefs.
Cause I remember when it came out, yeah. Nobody was like, oh my God, why would you do that?
That was kind of stupid. Anyways, and then I did watch something I really liked.
Wow.
Mindhunters.
I have that saved on my
queue. No, it's a terrible name for a show. It's a really fucking stupid name.
I have that on my list, but I
now,
have not watched it.
Now, if I could tell you what the fuck programming it's on, I don't know if it's HBO, Showtime, or Netflix.
It's on Netflix, because I got to save it on my list. Oh, I mean, okay. I don't know if it originated on Netflix.
All right, well, I'm not going to... I only watched two episodes. They're longer episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy that, like... Basically, what it is like the start of the FBI.
Okay.
In, like, hostage negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when it was, like, 1977, I think it's based in, they just were going off, like, script.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sir, don't do that, you know?
Right, this is what's and supposed so to happen. This is how should go.
And I think these are two fictional characters, but so the one guy gets really involved in, like, behavioral science.
Okay.
And he's like, maybe we can understand these criminals better to, you know, we can get out of these situations or help find, you know, serial killers if we can understand it. So the behavioral science section of it brings him on instead of the hostage negotiation. Mm-hmm. And now they go around the country and, like, educate police departments on how to handle hostage negotiations and what goes through, like, a criminal's head.
And you liked it.
It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, because you would think the FBI would be, like, on top of it, but they were, like, way, way low when it came to that shit, you know? And so now not going to ruin anything for you. They start to, like, interview, like, serial killers in jail.
Okay.
Because they're bored and they want to talk. And they start to get inside their head to
see... Yeah, I've definitely seen the trailer.
To see how, you know, what goes through their head in order to catch criminals later on.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, that's interesting to me. You know, it's like Science of the Lambs.
I mean, it made my list, so I'm definitely going to check it out. Did you recommend Ozark to me?
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
Fuck these allergies. But, like, I don't know. David Fincher did the first two episodes. I don't know if it's his show or what, but it has a very... I mean, it looks like it could be the next scene in Zodiac. It has that exact same feel to it. You know, just, like, underlit, dark... Mm. Shit like that. The soundtrack. I mean, honestly, it's like, could be right in the Zodiac theme. Did you like Zodiac?
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah. Love that? No, but you love that.
You love that.
So, that's what I was watching.
You watched a lot of shit.
Yeah. I really want to keep going with this Mindhunters. That was fucking pretty cool.
So, you say you're two episodes in.
So that's 2 hours worth. I mean, like, and they're fucking, goddamn Netflix, you are hitting it out of the park. Netflix, give us a fucking sponsorship because we Netflix. Represent you every goddamn time. Minus the Bradley Cooper movie.
They're hitting it out of the park.
Goddamn, I mean, Amazon is too, just not to the extent. I mean, like, Netflix is just show after show, and you're like, I don't know a show that's on CBS, NBC, ABC, minus football, you know?
Like, minus LL Cool J.
What the
fuck? See, so I don't know how you love.
And then you would mention, like Shamar Moore's on, like, SWAT now.
New SWAT.
All right, that guy's still handsome. God,
that's an attractive man.
Was he in the Brothers?
Sure was.
Who's him? Morris Chestnut, D.L. Hughley.
D.L. Hughley and Bill Bellamy.
Oh, okay. Then what's the other one I'm thinking of? That's like the Wood.
The Wood, yeah.
And that was him again.
Shamar was in the Wood.
No, Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs in the Wood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why am I... I'm talking about hot black guys.
I mean, you got your likes.
You know, it's me and Viv's Black Magic. We got
me and Viv by Kyle Schwartzman's.
Do you think, like, okay, do you think Shamar Moore has nailed all, like, Viv and...
He just don't J-Lo. Seem like that type of dude.
No?
I mean, he never come off to me as, like, a woman, a pussy killer.
Yo, I'm telling you.
And not even suggesting that he's gay.
No, but just like, I get a gay vibe from Tay Diggs. I might be wrong.
But just like, you know, a pussy grabber. Like Cuba, anytime I seen Cuba Gooding, he come off as a pussy getter. He gets pussy.
He comes off like Jamie Foxx. Where, like, you were talking about Jamie Foxx just has, like, orgy type shit going on. And that's what Cuba seems like.
Yeah.
I remember that picture. It was like, what, him and like four white girls in like a hot tub. And he was all fucked up. That, it just seems like, yo, I'm partying. That's it. Does he got kids?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Two boys, like, in their 20s.
Same women?
Little white woman. They divorced, I think.
Yeah. You know what? I rewatched Def Jam 25 after we talked about it. And then, because it comes up, you know, like, suggestions afterwards, I rewatched both Chappelle stand-ups.
Chappelle's good.
And, like...
I watched Mike Epps stand-up the other night, just randomly.
Was it a new one?
Newer.
Okay. You know, the second time watching the Chappelle stand-ups, they're great. I'm not going to argue that. The first one, he's really angry. and he seems like he has a monkey on his back to, he wants to get off. Like, hey, this is the first time you're seeing me. I got to kind of do this. Then the second one is very relaxed. And it's like,
not arguing with that.
You know, now I thought it was a three deal thing. So when's the third one? Do we know? Or?
Damn, they actually said, yeah. I can't remember when it, but it's coming.
Because those two were like back to back. We're going back to back. Here's my question. As like a director, you know, you do everything in entertainment. Even like, you know, production, shit like that, right?
Right.
Editing. How hard would it be to film like a stand-up special?
No. Because literally you can just record everything and just have your angles covered. And
what I mean, because I watch a lot of stand-up specials and so have you. And some of the best, there's something, I don't know what it is, that like the way either the pacing,
right,
the, you know, the editing, right. However the cameras maybe
right, they
move.
Might bring you in at the right time, like, yeah.
You know, it's like, the comparison I can make is like when Scorsese made like music films, mm-hmm. you know, like the Last Waltz,
mm-hmm.
with the band, and it was the first time that he went behind, and so you're seeing the singer and the audience behind him,
right?
And then the Rolling Stones one, The Shine the Light,
and that's why Def Comedy Jam was one of the greatest shows ever, because Stan Latham was actually directing the fuck out of them episodes. It wasn't just...
Yeah, Comic View was just one camera, right. Wasn't it?
Yes, it sure was. It was just, and everything was dark. You didn't get no crowd. Like, till later on, as Comic View started showing the crowd. But, oh, he had Def Jam. That's why we saw motherfuckers jumping over each other and all this other shit.
But that's what made you laugh, too. You're like,
right,
oh,
that's
you
know, what I'm saying. Yeah. But he did a fucking great job.
But, like, Original Kings of Comedy by Spike.
Yeah.
Like, it just... They interject, like... A couple little interviews and them talking where they're like, Scotty, Scotty. And they're just shooting hoops or they're smoking cigars.
Yep.
It really added to like an actual.
That's a slept on one too.
That adds to the film element. Just not,
right,
a comic.
Not just a
it's
comedy
not,
stand
it's
up.
Just comedy.
Or some bullshit.
And then, you know, like even the, like the two Eddie Murphy ones, it's like him coming in.
Same
there's
thing,
a band
right.
before him. See, they made they, those like films.
It's an event.
And I think that's what I said. There's some that just really work. You know, like Louis right. C.K., he edits all his own. He directs all of his own. You know, like, I want the camera there, there,
you
and there.
Like it.
You know? But, like, sometimes you watch, I'm sure Mike Epps was funny, but I'm sure the production value wasn't nearly as good as the
Well,
show
no, this one was, because it was a Netflix one.
Okay.
So he had a bigger budget, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad.
Look like Bill Burr's last one, he decided to do it in black and white.
Oh, okay.
Just for whatever reason. You know, that's what I'm curious about. Like, say you get hired to, I don't know, name a fucking...
You got
to
go with the personal, like Kevin Hart.
Like, Jermichael Carmichael, what's his
Jared
name?
Jared Carmichael.
Okay, see, yo, I need a director.
He's very, like, okay, did you see the stand-up he did with Spike Lee for HBO?
Nah.
He's very slow-paced, so what Spike did was a lot of shit was just tight on him, because he's not animated, like, you know how Kevin Hart and all them, they move around and do all this other shit? It was at the
Pat Williams,
right? I think it was at like the Apollo, so everything was like real tight, and he you know, he's slow and drawn out, so everything was like more intimate. Like the whole thing was intimate, like really into him. The bigger people, they moving around. You get the, like you say, you got the backstage. He not that. He wasn't that type of person. It was just like,
that's what's interesting to me, is that when in the Kings of Comedy, I'm we're going back to this, what, 16 years later. Dudes like Cedric, who like are all about the stage,
mm-hmm.
it was a wide angle. But then like DL
who wants you
and
to hear
Steve
what the
Harvey,
fuck he's saying. Right.
You're right in their face.
Right.
It was very.
A lot of this shit is animated. A lot of this shit is Steve Harvey, just his facial responses and shit. Right. So it's a
I'm saying if you were okay, like I said, any comedian, and they asked you to direct, like, well, how would you take that? Would you talk? I mean. You talk to the comedian and say, okay, how do you want it to look? What's the feel that you want?
Right. You got to do that regardless, motherfucker.
Understandable, but what would your take be on it? Like, how would you try?
It just depends on the person. Because you can't create. It's like, okay, you brought up Raw. First off, Eddie Murphy is known for what? For being a handsome young black guy. So, as a handsome young black guy who is a world famous comedian, first off, we need to show these motherfuckers you behind the scenes, because mm-hmm. you putting on this leather shit. It's going. People still talk about that shit to this day. Like, oh my God. You getting out the
Everybody
limo.
Still, I mean, everyone who does their big special, black comedians, and, well, Dice, they always wear, like, remember the last
right.
Chris Rock one? He wore an all-leather suit.
Right.
I think that was a shout-out
so,
to
Once you
Eddie
get the personality down to the person you're dealing with, I think from there, it's just easy shit, man. You got to remember, you want to make a motherfucker look good. You want to make a motherfucker feel like, I got your best interest. Like, even the Netflix, I noticed something about the Chappelle one. He's very, who directed it?
I don't know.
It might be Stan Lathan. It might be the same person that did all the Def Comedy.
It really could, yeah.
Because he's so relaxed. Like, he's to the point now where I don't think he gives a fuck.
No, like, he doesn't.
Like, he could give, like, if it's somebody, whoever's behind that camera, he trusts him enough to, like, just get roll this shit and you, I'm going to tell jokes.
No, but I also think that he's said enough to say, I want to hire Stan Lathan. Right, and that's what I'm saying. I have faith in him, yeah.
Yeah, so you
but just, I'm saying, like, a budding comic. Right. Like, let's say my buddy, LC. And, right. You know, he already did, like, a really big show. And so he's like, yo, I need to put together.
What LC look like? I did one for David. David performed at this comedy club on Burbank.
What is
it? Shot the shit, like, I had this camera, man, and I shot the shit. And I would just switch all these angles and shit. It was a small room. But the way I shot the shit, it actually looked like, you know, he actually did a room that was more.
Where was what place was it?
I want to say it's the one with the little it's for the logo. It's like a cocktail glass TikTok or something like that.
How many people?
It's probably like 50 people in the room.
Okay. Now, was it a one camera or was it?
No, me on one camera. And I just kept getting up, switching angles and shit. And the people was cool with me filming and shit. So, but it looked fucking good. But the thing about it was, just as a button comic, you really didn't get to tell too much of a story. But what we did was we shot some BTS shit in the car before we went in, just interviewing them and shit. Like, but showing you how lonely this, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to give this shit some reality to it. Like, what is that?
It's LC.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well, you said what does it look like?
Oh, okay, okay. The fucking dude, you know, I was like, you know, it's a real, like, shitty little spot. So let's just have some fun with the shit. So we interviewed inside the car and, you know, showed the parking lot. There was nobody there and shit. Just played on the fact that he about to go do this room where it really ain't no fucking body in there, but showing, like, this is where the fuck he's at. So hopefully.
So how long was it?
About total? 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, did he ever use it for anything?
Yeah, or, I mean, he showed his people or whatever the fuck he do. All right. Real.
See, that's, all right, out of, like, what's Pimpin' Pimpin' or the Pimpin' Chronicles, the one with Cale Williams, I want to say it's in Atlanta.
It, like, on a private jet? No.
No, it's like a huge stage. It almost looks like a church. And, like, they have, like, little cuts of Anthony Anderson introduces him.
Okay.
So they show Anthony Anderson and him in the background. And then they have him and Snoop smoking in a car with a chandelier in it.
I know that car, but yeah, I don't.
Yeah, and he's like, and they show Snoop roll down the window. He's like, "Hey, lay off my grape soda." And he comes. You don't remember this one?
No, I don't. I think it's a lot of him I haven't seen. You remember he was dropping that shit?
No, I have it.
He was dropping that shit like mixtapes.
I'll let you borrow it.
Yeah. Cat was dropping
this. And then Cameron came out and, like, it was Chaining Day and gave him the diplomat.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. I remember.
It was in Atlanta. I know that.
I didn't see that one because I remember when I heard that Cameron gave him a Dipset chain.
Christ. If Cat Williams has a standalone, I mean, I know he's kind of a fuck up now, but if he has a standalone one, this is the best one that he ever did.
Yeah, I never even saw that one.
I think it's called The Pimp Chronicles Volume 1.
I mean, I know he has some volumes to all his comedy shit. That was all about.
I think that, like, an inside joke, you know, like, because everyone has a Volume 1 and Volume 2. But that's the one where he's like, he goes into, like, you gotta have some white friends. You don't remember those bits?
I'm telling you, I never saw that
one. Fuck, God.
Because I know for a fact when I started seeing him with the Dipset chain.
Remind me, please, to give it. We fucking forget when we get up there.
Crap.
But, like, he has a bit about, like, Mexicans. And he's like, Mexican people, get your fucking kids out the store. They're 13 years old. Their legs are dragging.
I've seen
him do
that one on something else, though.
He's like, right. And he's like, tell a little essay to walk. He goes, push it faster, Holmes.
Yeah, no, I've seen him do that joke on some other shit. Yeah.
God damn, that's funny. Yeah. And he's like, and don't have your 7-year-old daughter wearing your wedding dress to the laundromat. Yeah I mean,
yeah, I've heard.
Fuck, that's funny. He for like a 3-year period, he was.
Oh, he was the funniest motherfucker.
God,
in the game,
and it was directly after.
He just didn't commercialize it like Kevin Hart, but he had a Kevin Hart run. He just didn't translate to movies.
It was directly after. And no, he did movie because he did Friday After Next.
But he didn't do any starring roles to propel him to.
That's where I got to know him, was Friday After Next, when he was Money Mike.
Right.
You know? He's like, I'll say this. Maybe I got to shave. Maybe I got to shave somebody else.
But maybe, yeah, he was the funniest motherfucker. Hands down. I don't fuck with nobody. Said.
Do you remember when, you know, that thing about David made me laugh. Do you remember when we did the.
Oh, he just had a kid, by the way. Shout out to David, man.
Oh, all right.
He just had a baby girl last week.
Are they? Is he married?
Yeah, he got married.
Oh, cool. He still he still lives out here.
Pasadena.
Nice. Pasadena is fucking nice. It really is. It's like just enough to get out of the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It really is. When you were talking about shooting that thing for David, do you remember the thing we shot for Brad?
Mm-hmm.
How fucking...
I still got a copy of that shit.
How loaded we were.
Yep.
And like, I forgot
and
what...
We made our own tracks and all kind of shit too.
Oh, man, that was...
Yeah. I still got it.
We were on stage. That was the knitting factory before it closed. Because the knitting factory is closed since then.
Yeah.
And that was... motherfucker, huh? That was, I mean, that was fun, but that was one of those nights where like... I shit happened afterwards that like... I don't even remember. That was a night that I think Gumball spiked my drink with something. Because I had had two drinks before we got there.
Damn.
Jackie was out here visiting. The homie Logan was out here visiting.
Damn.
Me and you were filming that thing.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I get a drink from Gumball. The next thing I remember, being off the 170 deep Pacoima by myself. I'm not even fucking around.
Dang. I remember the end of that story when you told me where you ended up. And I was like, what? And he was like, yep.
And I remember picking up a razor blade off the ground in case someone came at me.
I remember you saying, and I was like, but how did you get there? And you were like, not really, sir.
Let's just say I...
And you was like, where? And I was like, I'm at home. What the fuck are...
Like, I had called... Okay.
Do you remember that? Do you remember calling me and shit?
I called you. I called Tony.
Yeah, I remember you told me.
And every one of you said, "What the fuck are you?" I'm like,
right. "I don't know."
And I don't know. I see like a bus stop.
And I kept telling my brother. He was like, "But where you at?" And this was, y'all got to remember, this is pre drop a pin.
Oh yeah,
tell me where you at. I mean, this time when people say they didn't know, it really like I don't know. Like
I had a flip phone.
Yeah, you can't.
And
even,
it's not. And I don't because you didn't have internet connection.
Nope, if I said,
Yahoo Maps or MapQuest where I am, I was too fucked up
to even know. Damn, I so do remember that
shit. Oh, my God. Yo, that had to be.
What happened? We might have to talk about that off air. I thought it was an exploration of a female.
No. What happened? Okay, so all that happened. Then we left, and I got into a fight with Jackie. Okay. She was driving. Logan was in the front seat. I'm in the back seat. This is what I heard the next day. So, they're taking the 101, but they mess up, because this is when I live in Van Nuys.
Mm-hmm.
They end up taking the 170. I'm like, just fucking let me out. I'm punching the windows, and I'm like...
This isn't
some normal type Brandon shit. I don't do things like this.
Mm-hmm. Even super drunk and high.
Even on like a six-day bender I'm telling you something else... I'm like, punch, like, let me out. This is what I was told the next day, and I'm pretty much sure I had a huge fucking gash on my hand. I want to say it was probably, like, the ones, probably like Sunland.
Yeah. That's what it was.
They left. Mm-hmm. And then I was just there, so I called you, and I called Tony. And Tony was, like, ready. Tony was on the road, like, looking for me. But I'm like, I don't know where I am. So about an hour and a half later, they just show up. Like, basically where they dropped me off. Like, they just probably went to go get something to eat and just, like, let this guy fucking calm down.
Yeah.
I just went home, fell asleep, and then that was... Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. It could have ended up a lot worse.
But who you think slipped it on you?
Gumball. That's when she was, like, really into me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, was probably pissed that Jackie was out visiting me.
She was into designer drugs, wasn't she?
I don't know.
I think so. Pills and... Wasn't pills and shit?
I don't know, like... A large level?
Not like a daily person, but I kind of like I remember like when they would talk about partying and shit that they would
you might be
get
right.
into shit like that. Yeah, because I was like,
and oh fuck a duck, add this into the equation. I totally forgot about
what the
who else was there? Danielle.
Oh yeah.
So dude. Now you're gonna
it was a party pop,
and I want to say
it was a party pop.
This was after your tryst with her. So now
by Trissy got, means my nothing.
But okay. So you got Danielle, Gumball, my ex Jackie there, and me and
that's
you.
That's a lot of heat. That's
and
a
then
lot
me
of
and
heat.
You, and all of a sudden I'm giving a drink, and two of those women are underage, and they're getting fucking blasted.
Yeah. Which all they right. did all the time.
Yeah. And I'm getting handed drinks. I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to have fun. Brad was rocking.
Right. Shout out to Brad.
That dude, Brad.
Shout out to Brad.
Yeah, oh. He went back and
he told me he lived in New Orleans.
Yeah, he lives one of those what are those like really nice houses that like what are they, there's a name for it that like well whatever. And he was working in a supermarket like right there, like near Bourbon Street, yeah. And then at the theater Tyler Perry started at because he used to do the background designs for Tyler Perry.
Oh, okay.
Before Tyler Perry got famous and stuff, they probably connected because of World Gay.
Maybe so. And Boo too. Go check out Boo too.
I did not anticipate talking about that story.
Yeah, that.
Oh boy.
Well, I didn't know it's because it was the video.
Just thinking about it, like that was holy shit.
And they were also participants in his music video that we shot at the
spot.
Yeah,
yeah. I still think, and so was Tony.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody was on board.
Tony was like the main dude.
And you had the fucking key, so we had free reign to
you
shoot.
You know, I go back and watch it. You know, I watch videos. No. I went back and watched that video, and like, it's poor quality, and it's goofy, and it's
place. Shit worked. Right now, somebody put that up, and they'd be like, this is what I'm talking about. Something different.
We had something different. We had Brad's buddy.
Something different. Doing push-ups on a fucking front desk.
And you looked
with no shirt on.
I remember Kadir looking at me. Again, we were probably either blazed or drinking.
Definitely high.
And Kadir was filming. And
definitely high.
I'm like, listen, this guy isn't going to have a shirt on the whole time. And he's going to do push-ups. And then he's going to play air hockey. And you look at me, you're like, fuck it, okay. Like, you didn't even question why I wanted that. Because
it didn't make a difference. It fit everything that was going on.
At the last minute, because who the fuck... Somebody was supposed to play the main character, and we're like, fuck it, let's go.
One of his...
Buddies or... Oh, no, his boyfriend.
His boyfriend, yeah. And he got into it.
He's like, oh, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah,
so we're like, fuck it, we'll call Tony. And Tony shows up like...
Because that dude wasn't his boyfriend, but that was one of his friends.
Tony shows up looking like Sam Jackson and Jackie Brown. He's got a backwards Kangol, leather gloves.
Some Adidas pants.
Adidas pants and a black jacket. Yeah. I gotta give Tony. I never give the guy credit. He came. He did it.
Oh, because Tony used to always tell us he secretly wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
He used to always talk about that shit. And I used to be like, damn, if I really had something for Tony, I just don't know though. But
that's what
he used to secretly talk about that all the time.
Secretly. When he was let go, I signed him up for like background shit.
You told me. You didn't tell me that.
And then I wanted to get rid of the motherfucker.
You did tell me that.
I called every day and had to sit on the line. Because you gotta sit in the line and then they're gonna tell you like, so and so, we needed someone who looks like this, and he just wouldn't do it. And I'm like, dude, you have a look. You really do.
You really do.
Like, I'm sure they
have the look of Paul Revere.
I don't know.
1500.
Fucking motherfucker, Chris Columbus.
Christopher Columbus, original era.
God damn. Look. The snaps that went on at my old apartment.
Oh,
when it was us, David, Skins. Fuck.
And the weed was burning, and the just. And nobody got sensitive. It was a couple times that Tony got mad. I will say.
He would sit on his bed, like, protecting his CDs and shit.
Yes, like these black motherfucking bastards.
There's six black guys here.
Will just rampage my shit at some point.
Who the fuck was I playing dice with in my room? Skins.
Probably Skins.
And somebody else. Was there, like, a Hispanic guy?
I know Skins. Wished he could be in that room right now.
God damn, dude. Would you ever want to go by and drop him a hundo?
No. I'll give you 50 hundos before I...
Can I borrow 50 hundos?
I don't have it right now. All right. Paul Revere. Paul Revere era.
Yeah, that was a...
That was a trip down. That was a good one, though. That was a good trip down.
You did not live your 20s if there's shit that you don't remember until 15 years later.
That's true. Shit that would never... I could have asked him this last week and be like, nah. And I would have been like, I don't remember that shit.
I mean...
It's sometimes you gotta start the ball rolling for me to remember.
Gangster party in my one bedroom apartment with Tony sitting on his bed.
Yeah.
Okay, David, Damon.
I will say my gangster party is that my studio was better than your one bedroom apartment.
I'll give you
gangster
that. Because
my shit was so small.
You know what?
No choice but to just be on top of everybody.
You know what was always funny is I always have food like some kind of weird shit.
Yes.
And who would always want it? Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Every motherfucking time I'd be like, yo, you want this? He's like, nah. And then like
let me taste some of that wheat bread shit y'all talking about. Some of them crackers, whatever the fuck that is y'all got.
Let me get some of that cheese with it too.
Yeah, y'all used to have some different shit. I told you though, that's crazy because y'all was like organic and shit before that shit was cool. I said it on air before. Like y'all was health conscious, like, but you was eat with me like fucking pigs. We were young, adrenaline, metabolism high. We could eat anything.
Going out was going to Sizzler.
We could eat anything. We eat chicken fingers and shit from places like Who orders chicken fingers from fucking Springbok and shit? Us, motherfucker. What, we used to get chicken, them fucking...
We got wings.
Nah, but we used to get these chicken tenders. And it was grilled and shit.
Chicken fingers, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, God damn, that shit was good. We used to go to Lulu's and eat like we was at
five-star
restaurants and shit.
Yeah, Lulu's is like Denny's with a bar in it.
And it might be like two steps down from Denny's with a bar
in it.
Yeah. And we used to love it. It was a...
Because it was just on the way to work. Okay. Wow, guys, you're really taking a trip down memory lane
Back down memory lane.
Because we would... From,
yeah, I put that song right there.
My house, we'd go from Balboa... Right to Zelza.
Yep.
Or Nordoff. We go Nordoff, boom, we're at school.
Right.
And only, like, Lulu's the only one that was, like, a bar restaurant besides Springbok.
Yep.
So if we're, like, kind of hurting for cash, we go to Lulu's. If we just got a student check-in, we go to Springbok.
Right. No.
We go
to Springbok all the time.
On the border.
Right.
We
used to walk to Springbok just, like, nights we know, okay... It's a chance, and this is my thinking, because I'm always the latest man, and he was always my wingman when it came to the latest. It's a chance. I'm going to meet somebody in here who's going to be potentially easy. Let's go to Springbok. Let's just walk up there. Let's just go.
Yeah,
Monday night football sometimes, different shit like that.
We just park at my darts, place.
Right. Yeah. Shit like that. And we were like always the youngest people in the motherfucker, so it was very easy to attract the female attention.
Luke always gives me credit for this one.
What?
The fucking fake-titted... bartender who always liked me and always flirted at me, and I wouldn't do anything about it.
Yes, I do.
And how
I totally remember that one.
How hot was she?
I totally remember.
She's like
she was about a nine. On a bad day, I would say 8.5, but seeing as that I would see her made up every time, 9, and even probably waking up next to her, that's an 8 for sure. Like, I used to be like, damn, she really like
you. Know, you'd always be like, why aren't you talking to that?
Yeah.
And I just would be
and
like,
I was like, damn, he really is not going to ever say nothing to her. You'd be like, nah.
I know, I would like. Like say, oh hey!
But wasn't it because at one time you and Jackie would go up there,
and she was yeah,
and then Jackie was gone,
and I still did,
and you still did, and I was just like, what the fuck?
That was very intimidating for me.
What was she?
She had to be she was definitely white, but mixed with something.
Yeah, it wasn't no just white though. No,
I would say almost like Persian.
See, that might have been what it was because it wasn't Hispanic. I was like, it was something with some culture to it, but it wasn't Hispanic.
No,
I think it was Persian or something. Yeah.
Nice ass too.
Oh God. Man.
Damn.
Oh,
what man. A fucking pussy.
She might still be up there.
As much
but
as
we, it, but like, you're taking it.
As much fun as I had in my 20s. Okay. As much fun as I had in my 20s, I was also the biggest pussy in my 20s.
Not the biggest, it's but like, you were.
When I ended up hitting
you weren't a pussy like
30
on gangster shit. Let's do some gangster shit. But women wise, you just wasn't really.
Yeah. I guess that. It's not like I'm a faggot.
No, no, no. And that's why I wouldn't say you was a pussy, because I think a pussy is a pussy overall with everything.
Yeah,
like,
no, you're right.
Y'all go out. You was definitely down for the cause. But when it came to women, I never did really understand. Like, when I brought the girl and her sister to the thing, and she was like, really? Until she ended up marrying a white dude. Like, and a white dude looks like.
And you said you saw him at the gas station.
And this motherfucker was like, well, what about your friend? And I'm like, bitch, she want to know what's up with you. You're like, oh, yeah. But the thing about it was, you wouldn't just be like, all right, dude, tell me what to do or something. You would just blow it off, like, and I'd be like, oh, okay, well, you're just not interested. Like,
all right.
But you would blow it off, like, you know, like, oh, nah, nah, nah. I was just like, what the fuck? You got better to do than fucking, nah, I'm cool, I'm good. Never like no bitch shit, just like, oh, I'm good.
In my 30s, I changed. I was able to talk to women in my
30s. What you mean you're good? Oh, I'm good. Oh, all right, you got some secret holes stashed out. What?
No, I had, dude. I had like a really dry spell for a little.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I remember she was totally into.
Damn it!
And she ended up marrying a white dude. And
this is very attractive. Have a party video.
They're Filipina and black.
I thought you said Japanese and black.
Japanese. That's what they were. I knew there was something from
motherfuckers.
Yeah,
you goddamn motherfuckers. All right. Huh. So that was a trip down memory lane, was it not?
Dang.
Who? Wow. We got Being sober, do you get, like, you can think about...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can bring back some good memories.
You know?
And
listen, guys, I'm not saying I had a beer, but I'm saying,
right,
like...
No, if but we still had, like, ain't shit-faced.
Yeah, if we're six deep, I'm going to start doing Collinsworth. No, I think that's how you could tell I had too many, as I start doing Collinsworth.
But sometimes Collinsworth creeps up on you, though, from nowhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of times I've creeped up on guys.
Morgan
right Stewart. Behind them. You know who my mentor is? Harvey Weinstein. Back to Al.
I knew it was coming.
It had to. All right, we're doing fucking rap segment of the week.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Because, you know, this one might
be... That was a good little trip.
Who?
I'm going to tell y'all B-turn. So, that's two, like, that was a 9 and the other one who I was talking about, that was probably like a 9.5. You turned on some heat. Mm-hmm. This was pre-Instagram and Twitter and shit.
It's just, I don't know what it was. At that time, I had no self-confidence.
I mean, she was
I might still
introduce
not.
My sister to your friend. My sister introduced your friend. I'm like,
and I was
tried.
Like just a fat fucking white
and
on
I'm
the
like,
beard.
I try. He's not. Dude, she was like, really? And when David saw the motherfucker, he was like, shit. I think David like took out or something. But she was into
see,
white.
See, what I should have done was like been. I should have like negged her. You know how they say I did. You well, did. Technically I did. You did. And then like later on, I've been like, all
you
right,
can't do that,
I'll give you a chance.
You can't do that, man. It's just.
You want some boots?
You should have sat down. No, I still got. You should have sat down and just chopped it up with us.
I know, but you know what's weird too is doing it at work. I mean, because you're at work. I know. I don't know.
You're crazy. You had keys to that place. You know, you could literally shit on the floor, wiped it up, and nobody would have said
anything. I got my fucking hair braided at the place.
Right. So,
yeah,
so that's
so
not,
I get it.
Yeah,
but,
I don't
all right, this week song of the week, guys. Because
let me hear this shit.
What's it say on that pad? I did this just in case, like we lost, like
thanks.
I wrote Career Loves Cock just in case we had nothing to talk about. But oddly, we have way too much shit to talk about.
Back down memory lane. All right.
This might be tough because this is more my shit than yours. It's not it, like... It's
nothing
not like
can be tougher than the intricate lyrics of fucking you guys, so I don't...
Oh, all right. Well, I guess I got to pick up. No, okay. So this is The Corner by Common.
Okay.
Featuring...
Which I've heard 50 million fucking times.
Well, hanging out with me. Featuring Kanye West and Last Poets. Now, Last Poets is like... spoken word poetry people? Or are they rappers?
No, poetry. Spoken word.
Okay. Memories on Corners with the Fours and the Moors.
That's with the gangbangers and the spiritual Israelite teachers. Standing up talking shit with
both. I no idea what that means. Okay.
Like standing on the corner, like in Chicago, they got a big like black Israelite community. They got a big gangbang.
Okay. All right. So remember, Common is from Chicago. Kanye West from Chicago. This is off the B album. Still my favorite rap album, next to Doggy Style, and my favorite sex move. All right, walk to the store for the rose. The rose or rose?
That's probably rose. Wild Irish rose. That ain't rose time. You gotta remember.
Walk to the store for the rose. Talking straightforward too. So what the? Okay, what did you say it was?
Wild Irish rose.
What in the fuck is that?
Wild, you know, like Thunderbird.
I'm lost. This is where my whiteness kicks in.
You work at a fucking liquor store.
And we don't have that.
Thunderbird?
No.
I think you just ain't paid attention to
it. Well, I would have seen it.
It's just like a cheap ass liquor.
Oh, okay. All right. Got Uncle.
You never seen Wild Irish Rose wine before?
No. Is any good?
It's fucking for winos, motherfucker.
All right. Got uncles that smoke it. Some put blow up their nose. Okay, easy. To cope with the lows, the wind is cold and it blows Chicago. In the socks and they soles, holding they rolls. Okay, that's pretty easy. Corners leave souls opened and closed, hoping for more, with nowhere to go, rolling in droves.
Nowhere to go, traveling in packs. Pretty simple.
They shoot the wrong way because they ain't knowing they goal. The streets ain't safe because they ain't knowing the code.
Pretty straightforward.
They shoot the wrong way because they ain't knowing they goal.
Right. You're just shooting at anybody. Because I don't have a fucking specific target. Okay. Motherfucker, Chicago.
I know. What am I? I'm stupid today. Okay.
Yeah, you're off. It's that fucking medicine.
I'll get it.
Stop taking that shit.
I didn't take it. Okay. By the fours, I was... I wonder why he says four. Okay. By the fours, I was told either focus or fold. Got cousins with flows. Hope they open some
The fours
doors.
is a gang.
Oh, in Chicago.
Right.
Is it like the Crips?
I explained that previously when he used that.
All right.
White man.
Relax. Now I roll in an olds with windows that don't roll down the roads where cars get broken and stole. These are the stories told by Stony and Cottage Grove. The world is cold. The block is hot as a stove on the corners. Stony and Cottage Grove, I assume obviously that's where he's from, but is that like big project area? Or? Okay. I thought you said you gone to Chicago?
I have, motherfucker. I ain't the fucking geometric Chicago man, though.
All right. Well, you want to do the chorus? Do you know it?
Yeah. Read.
Go All right. I wish I can give you this feeling. I wish I could give this feeling. On the corners, ends, robbing, killing, dying, just to make a living. Huh?
Huh.
Now, this is Last Poets. So after the verse, they interject like a thing. Okay. We underrated, we educated. The corner was our time when time stood still. In gators and snakes, gangs in yellow and pink,
in color blue profiles glorifying that. Fucking gang scene in Chicago is way huge. Different than it's, fucking it's New York fucking or huge. LA, right?
Yeah, it's fucking huge, yeah.
What's like, because out here it's like, you know, have your bandanas and shit.
Folk, gangster disciples and...
Jesus Christ. Wasn't like, who was going to kill fucking, who's that fat asshole that, like, who's the fat guy who came, not, and he had a big beard, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
And he didn't say
that's Miami though.
Yeah, but didn't he say like you like burning money fast, but it was like black mafia family, but that's like an actual thing from Chicago?
Atlanta. BMF. Big Meech. That's Atlanta.
Okay.
God damn, you off.
But I knew
Big Larry Meech. Hoover was from Chicago.
That, I thought Larry Hoover.
I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover.
Ooh, yeah.
That's why I told you looked out for my uncle in jail. Shout out to Larry Hoover.
Real shit, huh? Yeah.
I told you, man, these stories go deep. Shout out to Hoover.
All right. Here we go. Let's see what we got. Streetlights and deep nights. Cats trying to eat right.
Yeah.
Riding no seat bikes with work to feed hypes.
Riding on the bikes with no seats on the motherfuckers because they broke off with the fucking drugs in my pocket to feed the fiends.
That's... Hypes is fiends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they can't keep sweet Nikes. They head and they feet right. Desires of street life, cars, and weed types. Okay, it's easy. It's hard to breathe nights. Days are thief-like. The best roam the streets. The police is Greek-like.
Okay. That ain't hard, white man. Shit.
All right.
You got your white hat on today. This is... Cause this ain't the most complicated you got. Not at all. And now the photos, I understand. You're not from Chicago.
Yeah, I don't get that. Shit. All right. Game at its peak. We speak and we believe hype. Banging the streets. Hats cocked left or deep right. It's steep like coming up. We're sheep-like. Rappers and hoopers we strive to be like. G's with three stripes, seeds that need light. Okay, so that's Adidas and weed.
Three stripes.
Three stripes.
Oh yeah, Adidas. I'm like, what the fuck?
Adidas is that's popular in fucking Chicago, I guess. Cheese and weaves, tight needs a thieves strike. The corner where struggle and greed fight. We write songs about wrong because it's hard to see right. Look to the sky, hoping it will bleed light. Realities, and I heard that she bites. Oh, reality is a bitch, and yeah, I heard that she bites. She bite. The corner.
On the corner. Oh,
some deep shit. Great song, by the way.
It is a very good song.
All right. The corner was our magic, our music, our politics. Fires raised, and tribal dancers and war cries that broke out on different corners. Power to the people, black power, people. Black is beautiful. Okay. Yep. All right, so on then. The you know, okay, I'm going to give him a lot of credit. Because each one of these, like,
I think that's like, a pizza.
Nice. Each one of the spoken word things, he cuts into it in the next verse. Like, Common
Common is a goddamn musical genius. You already know that shit, though.
Yeah, okay. All right, because
it's not by accident that we both agree that Common is a certified musical genius in this motherfucking shit.
All right, so then we cut to Black Church Services, Murderers, Arab Serving Burger. It's cats with gold permanence. Move their bags as herbalist.
Yep. Cats with the gold teats.
Okay.
Moving the drugs. Permanent.
What about the Arab serving burgers?
I mean, that's just the... Most of the Arab stores, they sell...
Like hamburgers, like the shitty ones. Like the, okay.
Shout out to the Arabians, though. Some good people.
The dirt isn't just fertile. It's people working and earning this. The curb getters go where the cash flow and the current is. What's a curb getter?
Somebody selling dope on the curb, motherfucker. God damn, white man, I'm telling you, you just...
Curb getter, I mean, I didn't know, everything's a fucking drug dealer.
You won't be black some days, that's all what right. I tell you, though. I know as soon as the police kick the door,
as soon as
you're
going to run off. As soon as I put on fucking Mr. Excitement, I can explain it to you.
I know, as soon as the police come, you're going to run off.
It's so hot that they burn to live the furnaces, where the money move and the determined live.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite lines. We talk, play lotto, and buy German beers.
Yeah.
It's so black, packed with action, that's affirmative, the corners.
That's a hot-ass line.
That is. That's a good one.
Because the German beer shit, that was a big phase, too.
Man, for the longest time, you were even fucking into Heineken.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd always pick Heineken over something.
Because Heineken, it just
I'm like, don't drink that shit.
Nah, man. I'm into strong shit.
Remember me, I'd always tell you not to drink it. I'm like, that shit's skunkier than fuck. All right, the last, spoken word poetry part is... The corner was our rock of Gibraltar, our Stonehenge, ooh, our Taj Mahal, our monument, our ooh, testimonial to freedom, to peace, and to love. Down on the corner.
On the corner. On the corner.
Yeah, fucking, you know, maybe we didn't need a dissection of it, but we did need to appreciate that song.
That is a good, that was a good fucking song.
You know, that could be like on a Walt Whitman fucking poem or
yeah, I don't know.
What, oh, man. What's a dude in the Harlem Renaissance who's like the big poet?
Langston Hughes.
Yeah, fuck, man. I had to read a lot of his stuff, and it was good. Holy shit. It was way better than the fucking, what's that asshole? Well, Walt Whitman I really never liked.
Mark Twain?
No, Mark Twain's all right. Whatever. Robert Frost? Frost?
Yeah, Frost.
I don't dig it. Sorry. Not my shit. Yeah, even though I'm an English major, fuck.
Not white.
I don't dig on Robert Frost. Sorry.
On the corner.
I mean, it's not a bad pick.
No, not at all.
All right, but maybe what you're saying is maybe I need to get, like, more.
No. You just, that's the thing. You just, it wasn't a bad pick at all. You could pick any simple thing, and just today you just seemed like you was a little off.
Okay.
But when it comes to fucking Wu-Tang mathematics, you understand shit. I'm just like, how?
I don't know.
When they fucking triple syllabling and parabling and fucking serifling, and I'm like, what the fuck?
No, because normally, like, if it's like Juvenile Ha, he has a lot of shit that I've never heard before. Right. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I have to find, like, not.
I agree.
Because the corners is, like, fucking, like I said, spoken word poetry.
Right. And so, it's all about Chicago. And if you don't hear, have you no idea about Chicago, it's like, yeah, you would be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
That was good. Man, that whole fucking, I always talk about how good that album was. And one of my favorites was the food because they used the Chappelle Show version on the album. And that was a good fucking jam, too.
Oh, well.
What was, did you ever hear the Corners remix with Scarface?
Yeah.
That's good. Scarface don't make albums?
You know, he was on tour with DJ Quick a couple weeks ago.
Hmm. What about, did you see, now I heard, well, I heard he put out a new album. No?
Yeah. Last Friday, I think.
And then Wu-Tang put out a new album that I didn't even know about, and everyone's saying it's like their best shit in like years.
I seen it. I thought it was like a Wu-Tang spinoff, but I guess it was a Wu-Tang.
Yeah, it's like animated artwork on the cover. Yeah, that one?
Uh-huh.
I want to say, what is it? It's called like, is it Wu-Tang Clan and nothing to fuck with? It's something like that.
Nah, I didn't even catch the name. Probably should look that up though. Yeah, cause
I might want to get that one.
I'm going to say, you probably should look that up.
Cause I fucked up so bad. I can't talk about it. God damn it.
But I'm just going to say.
I hope I get fired from this job so I can talk about this
shit. I still can't believe you didn't talk to that bartender that.
Or the Filipino, Japanese, black lady.
I think more the bartender, though, because she gave them vibes off every time we was in that motherfucker.
Okay, lastly.
Just come bring us our food and shit.
Lastly, not leastly, we've talked about drinking in class and then going to all these restaurants. Do you remember the one time we're like, fuck it? One time, we said, fuck it, and we sucked each other's dicks. Fact out.
I wasn't in on that one.
We were trying to find, like, just a bar. We're like, we don't want to go to the same fucking bar.
Yes,
and we went down Zelza.
Yes.
And it was, like, a brand new bar that opened up. And it looked like someone's, I don't know, backyard or, like, a fucking basement.
Right.
And we're like, oh, shit, we're going to be coming back here. Never went back.
Nah. It wasn't that.
It kind of
sucked. We were into the sleazier shit.
It was kind of, I mean, I don't want to sound sleazy. Well, how's it?
We were living, like, a movie of 20s. Sleaze and excitement. We were living it.
I agree. Sleaze and excitement. I'm telling you, my head is not working. What? How does the lyric go?
What?
I don't want to sound sleazy, but tease me. Lady, take it easy.
Okay. Tease me. I don't want it. If it's that easy.
Fuck.
Hey, yo, bust it. Baby got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another habit of a fly guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right.
If y'all wondering, Tupac really was the best fucking rapper ever.
And if you're wondering too, since we didn't really hit on sports, Kadir won again this week.
I'm fucking on a game win streak.
I'm on a 3-game win streak.
So I'm like right really back in the but fucking
who's still number one? Who has only lost?
Who is number one?
Veronica.
I don't ever look at the standings because I don't want because I know I'm. I think I'm two right now. I don't want to look at the standings.
Yeah, you got
until I'm sitting on the throne.
I think it's coming soon.
Do I play her?
Yeah, soon enough. Or in the in the championship.
Well, you know, don't be mad. Don't be a hater.
Don't be mad. You pass is hiring.
Don't be a hater.
It's my whole take on it is the NFL this season has been one of the most unpredictable, weird seasons I have seen in years. And it's, you know, I've been an avid fan since my whole life, but I'm saying where I really pay attention to other teams and things, you know, and basically like the teams we pick for the Super Bowl, no, I don't think it's going to happen.
I still think the Steelers got a shot.
I pick Steelers, Packers.
Damn, Rodgers' collarbone broke. That was crazy.
And who are they saying is the number one guy to replace him? Tony Romo.
That'll be a hole. He might as well stay broadcasting. Man. Yeah.
Bring in Kaepernick.
For by the fuck's time, sake, by the time he get adjusted to, it'll be week 15. And it'll be like,
and then, Rodgers might be back. Now, Aaron Rodgers, I'm sorry that you got hurt. Yeah. Okay, I did pick you to win the Super Bowl this year over the Steelers.
And I picked the Steelers.
No, you picked the Seahawks and the Patriots.
Oh, well, you know. Oh, yeah, no, I picked the Steelers in the AFC Championship. Yeah.
And the only thing I got to say is, bud, just rehab your shoulder. Don't do any Allstate commercials.
I'm sure you're going to find a way to sneak one
just
in.
Just don't do any commercials while you're – just make sure you're healthy. I just feel like
he can sneak one or two in about his surgery or something.
Clay Matthews, just as a sign of respect for your white brother there, don't do any commercials either. Yeah. Peyton Manning, Neil, don't do any commercials.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just no more commercials.
I think Peyton will look in your face and say, I'm getting my fucking money. Peyton owned 89 Papa John's.
The commish.
I own 89 Papa John's.
Hey, better ingredients,
better pizza.
Papa John's. One time I was looking for better ingredients, and me and Al were having a slice after the game. I came all over it, didn't tell him, and said it was garlic butter sauce.
Oh, my God.
He still doesn't know. Okay. You got to throw some Collinsworth in there, and that's all I'm saying.
But just to throw it at the end and it be that dirty is just like...
Because
the show been real clean, fast-paced.
That's got to be one of my grossest ones.
Yeah, somebody was like, damn, I was enjoying the show till I just thought about jizz on pizza and garlic butter
sauce. And Al Michaels eating it. Al Michaels is eating the pizza, and it kind of drips on his lip. And he goes like this. He wipes it into his mouth. Oh, man. Collinsworth, you a freak, dog.
Damn.
Why is he so freaky?
I think because he didn't talk to that chick at the Springbok that time.
God. Maybe he would need to talk to the guy instead. I don't know what's wrong with Collinsworth sometimes.
That was a disgusting way to I was like... And they make the little sauce packets, too. So that just made me think of that. And I was just like...
You probably will never use garlic butter sauce from Papa John's.
Yeah, because Papa John's is the one that make that little garlic butter sauce. I'll
tell you. If you eat... I'll go back to my idea. Bento. Garlic butter sauce is an instant stomach ache. And it's the most delicious thing you can have unless Collinsworth made it.
With the foes and the moles, watch her the store for the rolls, talking straightforward to hoes. Got uncles that smoking, some put blow up their nose to cope with their lows. The wind is cold and it blows. In they socks and they soles, niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed, hoping for more, with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling in droves, they shoot the wrong way, cause they ain't knowing they goes. The streets ain't safe, cause they ain't knowing the cold. By the foes, I was told, either focus or fold. Got cousins with flows, hope they open some doors so we can cop clothes and roll in the rolls. Now I roll in the O's with windows that don't roll. Down the roads with cars get broken and stole. These are the stories told by Stony and Cottage Grove. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove on the corners.
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling. On the corners, niggas robbing, killing.
We overstated, we underrated, we educated. The corner was our time when time stood still in gators and snakeskins and yellow and pink and collar blue profiles glorifying the
street lights and deep nights. Cats trying to eat right, riding no seat bikes with work to feet height so they can keep sweet nights. They head in their feet right. Desires of street life, cars and weed types. It's hard to breathe nights. Days a thief like the beast roam the streets, the police is Greek like game at its peak. We speak and believe hype. Bang in the streets, hats got left a deep right. It's steep life coming up when niggas is sheep like rappers and hoopers. We strive to be like G's with three stripes, C's that need like G's and recite, needs and these right. The corner with struggle and grief fight. We write songs about wrong, cause it's hard to see right. Look to the sky, hoping it will bleed like reality's a bitch, and I heard that she bites the corner.
I wish I could give this feeling. I wish I could give this feeling. All the corners, niggas robbing, killing, dying just to make a living.
The corner was our magic, our music, our politics. Fires raised as tribal dances and war cries broke out on different quarters. Power to the people, black power, black is beautiful.
Black church services, murderers, they ride serving burgers. It's cats with gold permanents, move they bags, it's herbalist. The dirt isn't just fertile, it's people working and earning. It's the curb getters, go where the cash flow and the current is. It's so hot that niggas burn to live, the furnaces where the money move in the determined live. We talk shit, play lotto and buy German beers. It's so black, black with action that's affirmative. The corner.
I wish I could give this feeling. I wish I could give this feeling. All the corners, niggas ride.